questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Welcome to Arab English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode, and you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic Belief, where you could get the answers to all your questions. Well, today we have Dr. Karimi, scholar of religious studies, who will help us with the answers. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Well, previously on Q&A on Islamic Belief, we were talking about the youth and actually the sins that and the temptation that might get into their way and makes their life difficult. Though they are living in an age which is all temptation, and temptations are very colorful and they are right there. So one session was not enough, and today we're going to follow the recommendations upon how to control ourselves in order to have a more pretty youthful age.
Yeah, sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I talked about some theoretical points mentioned in the verses and narrations, and today I would like to share some more practical ways. We talked about the fact that it's very important for the youth to be engaged in different activities, and I would like to mention it as a also practical method too, to have a kind of plan for your life. And of course, the role of parents is very significant here, especially for the teens. Most of the sins which are related to sexual desires, we talked about this fact, they are committed when they have, leisure time, free time, and they are not tired of hard working. Mm-hmm. But if they have a plan for life, and if they do not have plan, if the parents help them to have such a plan, then at least the opportunity to go toward those sins is much less.
Yes, will be reduced.
It will be reduced, of course. So this is a very important point for the teens. We have a very, religious teens and youth, and living in, bad, non-Islamic countries. So many of them, they are very good people, and they are concerned about these, going toward these sins and being tempted by the Satan. So one good point is to just have a plan for your life. So for your free time, you may have different plans to go to gym, to exercise, to learn something.
Yes, exactly.
To watch
go to
good
different
movie.
Classes, learn exactly. A new skill.
So free time and having no plan for your life is a big opportunity for the Satan to deceive you.
To conquer your brain.
Yeah. The next point is setting the time of your sleep. Even proved by the, scholars of psychology and the, medical issues that most of the sexual fantasies and temptations of the teens and the youth are when they are going to sleep, and they do not have, first of all, a specific time for going to sleep, and they do not, on a daily basis, in every day they may sleep at a different time because they do not have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then they may go to the bed without feeling asleep.
Tired. Yeah. They're not tired enough to get into
exactly. They are not tired
sleep.
Enough. So that's a very, important point, to have a plan. And when you have a plan for the time of your sleep,
to warn yourself out during the day, so that when you get to bed,
definitely.
Go to sleep directly.
Yeah, directly. So, for people who go to the bed and, they do not feel like sleeping for 1 hour and 2 hours, then it might be problematic. The Next point, for people who really want to be away from such temptations, so one of the very important point is the circle of their friends, mm-hmm. and the places that they go on a daily basis or on the weekends. So if you really want to be away from such temptations, first of all,
choose right people right environment.
Yeah, it makes much difference. And we see it even among religious families and religious communities. It makes much difference if your friend is a person who goes, for example, to mosque every day,
exactly.
or a person who goes to a party on a daily
Who's
basis.
Who's an easygoing person,
exactly.
and just do whatever
so
they wish.
It makes a lot of difference. Of course, I know that these are very, difficult points, especially for the teens and the youth.
Yeah, mentioning them is very easy, but practicing them is the difficult drudgery.
They feel like, they do not want to be limited by any condition, even when it comes to choosing the friends. They want to be, they have to have full freedom to be associating with different kinds of the people. But anyway...
Actually, time will teach them.
Yeah. But alhamdulillah, we have, because we receive different emails from different people in living in the Western countries that they do not want to be like that. So for them, one point is to be very sensitive in choosing the friends and the places they go.
And also we have it in our narration that you should pick a friend who will remind you of your Lord and Allah.
Exactly, yeah. That's a very interesting narration.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
When we are talking about the friends, as I mentioned, imagine when you are in a circle of bad friends, naturally, even if you are a good person,
exactly.
they will not let you to continue to mm-hmm. be a good person. Like by saying different jokes or showing you different videos and clips, going to different places, and so on and so forth. No one has a kind of guarantee that I will not be affected.
Exactly.
This is a great trap of the Satan, that I'm so religious, I've been trained by my parents, educated by the parents. I've been a religious man for like 20 years, and now I'm guaranteed.
There's no guarantee.
So that's a satanic temptation. There is mm-hmm. no guarantee for any person. Even the Holy Prophet, one of the prophets mentioned in the Quran that the translation of the verse is that, I'm paraphrasing, of course, there is a possibility of even me as a prophet to be deceived by the Satan unless God helps me and supports me.
Yeah.
So
shouldn't say that, okay, I'm a good person. I will go into this circle of bad people and then I will remain as I am.
A rotten apple
will spoil the entire barrel.
Exactly. And the other point is that sometimes the Satan comes from another gate. He says that, these people are bad people, go and associate with them so that you may forbid them from evil. For some people it may work. If you really feel like that, you may go. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately for most of the people, it doesn't work like that.
And the majority of time is not like this.
Yeah. So that is why there are many conditions for those people who are, who need to go to joining good and forbidding the evil. There are some conditions and requirements that they need to meet. So anyway, I don't want to, reducing the importance of these two great obligations. But anyway, when you do that obligation for once or twice and you see there is no effect, then there is a possibility for you to be affected by those people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been mentioned in the narrations that If you feel like your advices are not going to work, then there is no obligation upon you anymore. So stop associating with such people. The next point is, of course, marriage. And here is the role of the families to help the youth out there to get married
at the right age.
At the right age. We are not, promoting the idea of kids getting married, of course.
Exactly.
But at the same time, the time of marriage is, then there is more possibility for people to
fall into the traps of Satan,
exactly.
Of course.
Next point, which is also mentioned in the narration, is the importance of controlling our eyes. This is very, very significant when it comes to the scenes related to sexual desires, to control your eyes. And that is why in the narrations...
So close the door at the first place.
Yeah, that's the point. Looking is called as one of the arrows of the Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're able to control our eyes, maybe we have gone more than half of the way toward controlling our passions. And there are some ways I've talked about the concept of, musharata, muraqaba, muhasaba. For example, if you see that you are looking at bad movies on a daily basis, in the early morning, you promise God that I'm not going to do that today. If I do that, for example, I will fast the following day.
Mm-hmm.
During the day, you will take care of that, which is called muraqaba, and before going to sleep, you think about that, muhasaba, self-account. So naturally, in the first day, it might be very difficult. You may commit that. But the next day, when you see that you need to fast,
it will turn into a habit.
Gradually, it will reduce the number of the sins. Not to be alone with non-mahrams. And not joking with them, and not, chatting and going to, private talks. And unfortunately, this is what is happening in social media in our time.
So we all are human beings. We're not infallible. So we have to control ourselves from the very first step. If we see that this thing is going to take me into a trap, then I shouldn't do that.
Exactly.
That's a rule.
The next point is about nutrition. Today, all the scholars agree that the effect of the foods and drinks over sexual desires is for sure, no one can deny that. So especially for the youth who are not married, they need to take care of the nutrition
The food they take.
And for some people, fasting is a way for controlling the sexual desires. And the last point is that, we are trying our best to be away from all these scenes by doing these practical points, but at the end of the day, we need to do dua and tawassul. We need to ask God to help us.
So as the Prophet says, only if God wishes me to be right, I
will
stay right. So you are listening to Arab English Radio. I hope today's episode was fruitful enough to help you with a better understanding of Islamic concept. For more information, you can visit parstoday.com. Until next session and a new episode of Q&A on Islamic Belief, may Allah protect and bless you all.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في علي وحسين وحسن.